And possibly, so I went to laser tag for my birthday. I didn't want to do anything. Brittany asked, like, so what do you want to do? I was just like, dude, I just want to like eat like dinner and just go to sleep. I'm like, kind of, you know. She's like, we're going to do laser tag. And I was like, all right, that actually might be kind of sick. Dude, then I don't know if I'd call it a mistake, but I was like, I'm going to get like really stoned and just go to laser tag. That'll be kind of fun. Dude, so I ate a little edible before I went in there, I just like smoked a joint in my car and I was like, all
right. That was Vietnam, dude. You're smoking it out of the barrel of the shotgun.
Dude, I told
you had a shotgun, you were lighting it.
I told Brittany, I was like, I want to be in there like a Vietnam vet, just being like, what the fuck? Yeah. What are we even doing here? Dude, the battle was great. What really rocked me was pre-battle administrative stuff with the laser tag employees, because I thought Brittany was going to handle all that. We forgot the cake. So I was like, oh, fuck. So she was like on the phone trying to get someone to bring the cake to the laser tag place, which I had like a kid's party room, which was the fuck. It was so funny.
Yeah.
So I had a little sequestered room with like purple chairs.
Was it just you and your family, or did you invite?
It was bros. It was like Lamar, Sean.
Oh, you guys went and played laser tag?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
It was.
We also smoked weed beforehand.
Yeah.
It was nom, dude. It was totally nom.
It was nom.
But when I walked in
did
there.
Did you guys let Lamar go first like they did in Vietnam? They go, you clear out the tunnels. You're black.
You need a scout. So it was like the bros, some of the bros from the neighborhood, and like, so we all go. But me and Brittany were like there first, and she was like, you talk to like set it all up. I gotta figure out this cake. And I'm like pretty fucking high. And it like I don't know how to figure out a cake. Well, I'm trying to figure out the rules of combat.
Logistics of getting a cake.
I'm trying to figure out logistics of battle. She's doing cake.
Was it a teenager instructor?
It was like maybe in their mid. This is what bugged me out. So I'm like very high. Brittany's handling obviously the food.
Yeah.
She's like, that's like, you know, slop, just rations for the soldiers. And then it's like, I got to figure out logistics. So I go in and I'm talking to this. I mean, maybe in her mid 20s or 30s. There's like just lady.
Too old to be instructing laser tag.
Well, that's what I didn't want to like sound shitty, but I was so high. Just the lady was talking to me. I couldn't hear a word she was saying because I was like, damn, you work at laser tag. Like trying out, not like in a condescending way, but I was like fully the reality of working at laser tag life. As an adult. Exactly. Yeah. I was just being like completely untethered by being like, what the fuck, dude? And then in there, it was a slow night. It was Monday night. So there's like laser tag and then like slash arcade. I was just like taking in the whole ecosystem of being like, who owns this place? You two fucking work here at laser tag? I was like, damn, this is crazy. And then there was like a couple.
That's double homicide.
But then there was like, then there were these like, you know, in a casino, you'll have like the real card sharks and like card counters. There were like weird, like cat-like nerds walking around just quietly by themselves, just pulling tickets out of machines.
That's where I saw that video. Yeah.
Dude, it was.
The mayor got lost in the king of the games. We couldn't find him.
Yeah, dude, he almost didn't make the first battle. He almost deserted.
He searched all over Canada.
He was in Game Canada.
He went to Montreal.
You know the level of nerds? Like, you'll just see him somewhere and they're just sitting like this. there was like those levels.
They're always sitting like that.
just sharking.
Yeah.
Like fucking arcade games. Like devastating this fucking business.
Why do they sit like that?
I don't know,
dude. You fucking sit like that. You jack off like that. You really do.
Yeah,
you said you did.
Yeah. Back in the day, dude. You might have
sized out of your.
Nah, I could do it if I need dork sitting.
You might have sized out of your dork sitting.
I can do a throwback dork sit.
Mayor was making friends with the dorks.
Of course. He's the king of the games. They could probably feel it. There's probably a disturbance in the laser tag. It's probably like the king of the games is here. The prophecy is fulfilled.
I did get a lot of tickets. I also stole a lot of tickets. It was a good time.
How do you steal tickets?
You know?
Me, I left them there. Never mind. I was crushing basketball and I got like a gazillion tickets and I left them down. I was like, there was a couple kids in there. And I'm like, yeah, maybe the kids will take these tickets.
Nope. It was a 38-year-old man.
He got a sword. He got a foam sword.
Yeah, I got a foam sword.
We were driving
home.
Added
to the collection.
Yeah, I got three swords now.
Lamar and Nate were in one car and Gardini was in his and me and Brittany were behind them and we just see them, those two pull up at a light. And I just see fucking, or it was like a getting on a highway, and I just see Lemaire's sword come out of the window. It was the funniest fucking thing ever. It was so funny. Dude, the gameplay, and we're going to go back to, I'm going, yeah. I got to play again.
Laser tag rules.
Dude, this is the biggest indoor laser tag place.
Is it the one right, what's it called?
Down south, Blazer Tag.
Okay.
Dude, I'm not gonna. It was.
Is that the one with the aliens on the.
Yes.
Yeah. I drive past it all the time and I'm like, oh, I need to get. That is the mothership.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's 10 times more fun than you. I like, that was the thing. I was like, I got in there. I'm like, just standing there all high, being like, what the fuck, dude? This is like embarrassing. Everyone's coming to play laser tag for me. And then I got in there and I'm like, this is maybe the most fun I've had.
It's so fun.
Bro, and the action of those things was good. Some laser tag is kind of bullshit. These things were kind of precise, bro.
Was it two stories?
Two stories, bro. Two levels. Three, yeah.
Was it open on the third? Could you shoot down?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, that's the
bro,
best.
Bro, there was little cutouts you can kind of hide and snipe.
That's the best.
You could storm it. Like, and there was three color-coded teams. So it was like red, blue, green. And then like you would have to run around, see someone's vest. You'd see your allies. Then you'd end up like taking over a chunk of like a base and just battling across. And like I would try to storm the castle. Dude, it was.
Were you running?
Yes.
Yeah.
I broke the rules. I was running.
Yeah, I knew you were running.
My name.
I was worried. I'm going to talk to that woman.
Sliding. I was sliding.
You're
I also,
not sliding.
Yes,
dude.
Yes, I did.
This isn't Call of Duty.
There was a ramp. There's like down ramps and shit. First of all, my name was Butt Stuff because you get to make your own name. So this lady.
This is just you're describing exactly just a classic laser tag trip. It doesn't change. You find your name. You get a little high. You go in. You go, this is going to suck. It's the best.
Dude, the lady had to read the name. She'd be like, Thick Daddy, Butt Stuff.
Who was Thick
Butt
Stuff?
I think James. James tried to be 69, and she's like, you can't be that. So he's like, I'll be Thick Daddy. And I was like, I'll take BUTTSTUFF. And then just walked away real quick. Like, Butt Stuff.
Yeah.
Lemaire Spider.
Spider.
Lemaire walks in late. There's this whole group. It's probably like 18 people. Lemaire, you got to give the lady a name. And he just goes, is Spider taken yet? And she's like, no, you're good. He's like, yes.
I can't believe Spider was available.
I know, right?
That's a classic. That's where you go. Spider's a classic. Dude, where'd you go with the guard dog?
Nate was naughty and I was nicey.
That's not bad. There was one point where I'm like nice-y. Ducking. You can like duck and come up these things. And I would, you know, I'd see people over there. And I knew someone was like right around the corner. So I like crawl up a ramp. And then I jump slid out sideways. Tagged.
Max pained him?
It was just Lily going, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, my bad. Just fucking ran. Oh, sorry. Yeah, dude, I was belly crawl. Because you crawl on your belly, you're blocking the whole front. Yeah. So crawl on my belly, pop up. And then I would, hit. My cousin was up high, hit me in the back. I'm paused. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah, it was. We have to go back and do that again, dude. It is. I mean, I couldn't get over how fun that was. Played two games.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
So sick.
Yeah, you get sweaty.
We
in there.
Were all so sweaty, but the rest of the friends weren't as sweaty as us four.
Yeah.
And the pizza room was so
musty. I
see James
dorking out in there.
James was sweaty. Yeah,
it'd be fun to
sweaty.
Watch James fire. Like, he's probably, I can see, he's got dork feet. Yeah. Like,
you hit him, he goes, ah,
he got me.
Yeah, he was Australian Special Forces in there, dude.
He was. That's exciting stuff, man.
Yeah, it was so pretty nasty. It was, Nate was unking around. It was pretty funny.
He's unked up, dude.
He was.
We were full of burritos too. We just ate burritos that morning.
Who was farting in there?
That could have been anyone, but Spider has my vote. Spider is a culprit.
It was me.
Brittany was complaining about it. She was like an otherworldly stench. She was like, I don't know who was farting in there.
It was Spider, dude. I had to fumigate that fucking room, dude. I had to get the cobwebs out.
Spider.
Fucking disgusting.
She ran right into a spider web, dude. She kept be like, did you smell it in there? I was like, no. She goes, dude, it was the worst smell. It was the worst fart I've ever smelled. I literally told her, I was like, I have a suspect, but I don't want to be unfair. I have blazer tags most wanted, dude.
I think it was Nate, too. We had the same food.
I can see the other T.O. getting involved.
You guys are doing bioweapons, dude.
Oh, fuck. Two fucking guys farting at laser tag. Sweaty as fuck.
It was truly... It was fucking, it was so
fun. What a better way to ring in your fucking birthday than fucking autistic black guys.
My 39th birthday. I got back that night and I was just reflecting on my 39th birthday.
Yeah,
and
I
was
like, 12-year-old's birthday.
I skateboarded all day and then I smoked weed and went to laser tag.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. You did that.
I was kind of pumped.
The kids were there, right?
No, it was just adults.
Oh, my God.
My kids couldn't. I would never put them in battle like that.
I thought for sure this was a family affair.
No.
This was an adult.
Just adults. Adults only.
Was it? But there was definitely just little kids in there with you playing laser tag.
It was private.
Oh, it was private.
We didn't rent the whole thing out, but it was our group. And then there was another group between ours. So we got like a 15-minute break, and then our group went back in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no little kid. I mean, I wouldn't mind some little cannon fodder.
I didn't like it. The cannon fodder bothered me, especially those little fuckers running around. And they'll just walk up to you and just... keep shooting. You go fucking come on, man.
The cool thing is, so you get hit, you go out. You can't be hit for 6 seconds until you come back to like your gun makes a noise. So that was like, if you got hit, you're out. You couldn't get hit again. But there was also these big power up detonators that like if it would be like 3-2, if you hit it in time, you get like your gun would get like Contra like super ammo, or you have like an ammo count. It's kind of nuts. But yeah, there was a lot. You could get like, there was like landmines around you. Like if they went off near you, you were just, it was pretty sick. Laser tag, man. It was even better than I remembered. And I played, I mean, I gave it literally my all. Like I was, first game was a learning curve. I had to figure out a couple things about gameplay. Second game, I was ripping, dude. It was fun. You have like rank, you come out, you see like your stat. It's, dude, I mean, it's literally called.
Who was number one? Guard Dog, you're claiming you were number one.
I was number two, but Tootsie Roll was number one and he was on my team.
Tootsie Roll was Rhett.
What?
I believe number one of the first game was Rhett.
No, that was Mystique.
Mystique, yes.
I took 6 in the first game, 2nd in the second game.
You got 9th?
Yeah. That's pretty good. I got like 11th and then 8th. So, but here's the thing. I got hit a lot.
Guard Dog was the best?
I'm pretty good at laser tag.
Well, the thing is, the one thing I don't like, they do kind of reward cowardice in battle.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't being cowardly.
Yeah,
I was moving.
That's just the right.
I mean, that was good, but I was storming castles. I was going in, but I was getting hit a lot. And I'm just kidding. I'm not fucking with you. I'm not playing with you. I'm not messing with your game.
You had some cowardice, but that's fine.
No, I wasn't cowardice.
You were a tactician. I was
tactical.
I have a question for Spider. When were these farts happening? Was it during the game, or where was this? The farts. Was it in the cake room?
Yeah. Every time
it was in the cake room. That
it was after I got killed. Every time I got killed, I was like, okay. Not
and
every
then your
time,
body
but
would
like,
relax.
Yeah. Six. Like, people are going to go away. You know.
It was like the death rattle.
Yeah.
You got killed, and you would just release.
Yeah. I would go in the corners.
So it was in the game.
Yeah, it was definitely in the game.
So like during the game, players were walking around, hit your fart, and be like, oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And this was a big place. Like, dude. I mean, there was literally a 3-level walk-up ramp.
Yeah. I mean, if he's hitting farts, that's basically an outside fart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure laser tag fog doesn't help.
That's probably traps the farts.
Like carrying the fog. And Guardian, I'm just kidding. You didn't play like a cow. You fought bravely and you fought well. I'm just being jealous.
We didn't know you'd take it so fucking serious.
I'm not taking it serious.
Man, you guys have been experiencing 5th, 6th grade level fun. Wrestling was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, how was that?
It was awesome.
Fuck.
I got a compliment from a diva.
What?
Yeah, you did get a compliment from a diva. And I didn't like
my
that.
Glasses.
She likes your glasses?
Yeah.
But I wish she looked at the eyes behind the
glasses.
What
was her name?
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Damn.
That was a tough.